With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Pakistani delegation meeting in Tehran, hoping for more U.S.-Iran talks before the ceasefire ends. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the details.
Pakistan's army chief is meeting with Iranian officials for talks in Tehran in the latest diplomatic move to ease tensions in the region and arrange a second round of negotiations between the U.S. and Iran. That, according to the Pakistani military, which says the visit was part of the ongoing mediation efforts. Meantime, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent warned that the U.S. will ramp up its infliction of economic pain on Iran. Bessent said the effort would be the, quote, financial equivalent of a bombing campaign. Ken Lorman reporting.
The head of the U.S. Central Command says the blockade that began Monday has been fully implemented. U.S. forces have completely halted economic trade going in and out of Iran by sea. Blockade could put serious pressure on that country's economy. Asian stocks mostly higher. Oil prices have steadied over expectations of an extension of a ceasefire in that war. Markets in Japan, South Korea, and China were all up. Ticketmaster and Live Nation losing their case.
The jury in New York deciding Wednesday on claims from dozens of states that the entertainment ticketing giant was a monopoly that cost concertgoers and sports fans. Live Nation Entertainment owns, operates, controls bookings for, or has an equity interest in hundreds of venues. Its subsidiary, Ticketmaster, is widely considered to be the world's largest ticket seller for live events. The civil case, initially led by the federal government, accused Live Nation of using its reach to smother competition.
And this is SRN News. Illinois, the place to go for an abortion.
According to research by the Alan Guttmacher Institute, of the roughly 150,000 women who traveled across state lines to get an abortion last year, 23% went to Illinois, which is more than any other state in the union. Democratic Governor Jay Pritzker is a vigorous promoter of abortion and, with the help of the legislature, has done all he can to make Illinois an abortion destination. This new report indicates that the governor is succeeding. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida wants to improve young people's understanding of the Holocaust in order to stem the rising tide of anti-Semitism. A poll by the Claims Conference revealing among Gen Z and millennials in Florida, two-thirds were unaware that 6 million Jews were slaughtered in the Holocaust. Beginning this fall, state officials will mandate an increase in class study on that topic. This is SRN News. S&P 500 breaching another record Wednesday. Correspondent Damian Troisi has more.
Stocks rose to records on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% and surpassed its previous all-time high set in January. The NASDAQ composite jumped 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 72 points, or 0.1%. Markets have been rallying over the last 2 weeks on hopes for an end to the war with Iran. The U.S. and Iran are currently in a ceasefire. Oil prices held relatively steady below $100 per barrel. They are still well above roughly $70 per barrel from just before the war. Damian Troisi, New York.
And earlier Wednesday, Bank of America reported a 30% increase that in stock trading revenues for the first quarter, earning some $2.8 billion. More details, srnnews.com.